All of Bristol Bay's managed rivers have met or exceeded their escapement goals. Several district records were broken, and it seems quite a few fishermen logged their best seasons ever. Among those is Kurt Baumgart, who fishes the Rhine Bee in the Neusiegak District. He says he's not sure if he'll ever see another summer like 2017.
I'd like to. No, it was phenomenal. I've never seen that much fish in the Neusiegak ever, or anywhere in the bay. They're all the way from Schooner's Channel to West Channel. Just anywhere you went, you could put your net out and load up. It's pretty impressive.
Baumgart is a 36-year veteran of Bristol Bay's fishery and is usually one of Trident Seafood's top boats. The number of pounds he and his crew put away this season is staggering, though he didn't want to let that be public for sake of it coming across as boastful. Baumgart hopes this extra harvest and higher base price is a rising tide that lifts all boats in Bristol Bay.
Oh, it's always good. It's good for everybody. It's great because we're going to the RSW required for everybody, so everybody's got a lot of money to spend in that and ramp up for that. And it's good times for Bristol Bay right now.
This year's total run of 56.2 million sockeye appears to be the fourth largest on record since 1952, bested in size by 1980, 1995, and 2015. The harvest of 37.5 million sockeye is the fourth biggest of the bay's history, behind 1993, 95, and 2016. It's possible 2017 will edge past last year because, as ADF&G's Westside manager Tim Sands points out, the real final tally isn't quite complete.
We're still counting at Togiak, and you know there's still some fishing happening, and we'll get final numbers from fish tickets sometime this winter, but there shouldn't be any significant changes for sockeye numbers anyway.
The numbers could also be adjusted down a bit too when the state gets a better handle on how many chum were mixed in with this year's sockeye catch. That happens as processors supply final production numbers Fishing Game can compare back to the actual fish tickets. While most of the effort quickly dropped off last week, there is still some fishing in the bay, and there are still sockeye being landed. The east side districts are open on the fall schedule, and Sands has the Neusiegak district wide open till further notice.
At least a couple buyers out there, and then at least a couple kind of self-marketers, direct marketers as well. So there is some effort out there, 20 or 30 deliveries a day maybe, and a good half of those are setting it.
Sands says deliveries on Tuesday seem to be about half reds and half silvers. That will tilt more and more towards the coho each day. He says he can leave the fishery open because there is not enough effort on the west side to have an impact on the silver runs.
Most of these populations can sustain a harvest rate of at least 50%, and I don't think we're going to approach 50% with a couple dozen boats.
Sands did shut down the Wood River Special Harvest Area, which had been open as an optional fishery for set netters who finished the season behind the drift fleet for the Neusiegak's managed allocation split. One of the reasons to shut it down was to protect the late kings that are believed to be bound for the McClung River. The Neusiegak King run struggled a bit more than expected this year, but still climbed a little past the minimum escapement goal of 55,000. The commercial fleet hauled in 32,135 kings in the Neusiegak district, which was higher than the roughly 23,000 landed last year.
One of the things that caught my attention was the amount of kings caught over to Neusiegak, which indicates to me that there was some good king run up the Neusiegak River. And the late kings caught, there's a fair number of kings still being caught at this point in the season, which is, you know, it's usually over. So I'm optimistic that our king escapement on the Neusiegak is strong enough to not be a biological concern.
Bristol Bay's Ugashik, Igigik, and Neusiegak districts all came in above their preseason forecasts. The Togiak district is a bit shy of its 660,000 fish forecast, but is still fishing and counting. The Naknek-Quijack district came up about a million fish short of the state's preseason forecast of 16.1 million. That district ran late as well, and interestingly, did count quite a few Quijack sockeye just before the tower came down on July 31st. That tower crew tallied a final 432,000 fish in its last week, putting the total Quijack sockeye escapement to 3.16 million. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.